The question today is, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? This is part number three. This is kind of a summary of the last two messages on the question, this question. I know it's a very tedious question. I know that all of us have family or kinfolk or someone we know that's connected in this sin. And we have a tendency, and it is sin, and we have a tendency to try to say it's okay, you know, they're doing their own thing, they're born that way, and whatnot. But what does the Bible say? It doesn't matter what Hollywood says, doesn't matter what Ann Lander says, or Dear Annie, or Abby, or any of these different, and then a lot of preachers, a lot of churches are given. Listen, God is God. He changeth not. What was sin 50 years ago, sin today. What sin 2,000 years ago, sin today. And we went back and we've looked. And like I say, this is a summary, and I welcome your questions. I love you. I don't care if you are a homosexual. I'll try to tell you the truth because I love you. As I've said before, I'd be a sorry lot if I didn't tell you about a rattlesnake den that you was about to step into and be bitten and die from it. And the Bible says very clearly that God gave up men that turned from women, which was natural. God made the marriage bed undefiled, but when he said he gave them up in Romans 1 to uncleanness, vile affection, and reprobate minds because they changed the natural use of a woman. In other words, God intended for that to be to reward love and replenish the earth. But yet when they turn men with men and women with women, it's not right. And in the Old Testament time, we saw how it was ungodly, how under the law they took them out and stoned them. I know we're not under the law in that sense, but yet the law is still, you're still going to have to face the law. Law says you meet that. And yet you say, but I was, every one of us are sinners. That's true. And we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9 and 10, how that Paul said, any who practice these sins naturally, the word could do which do those things. In other words, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, they're not going to heaven. In other words, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. There's the word for the word for soft clothing, the effeminate ones. That's homosexuality is what it's involved there. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, and that's included in that as well. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It means you're not going to heaven, you see. They're unrighteous because you're practicing sin naturally, but yet there was hope. We read that last week, how verse 11 said nor thieves, nor, it says, and such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Means that the Spirit, sanctifying work of the Spirit was done. Brought those person out of that, homosexuality, out of that sin. Now, I made a statement in the last part two of this particular message. And by the way, if you want all of these parts, you write us. We'll send it to you. We'll send you the tape on that. We'll send you a message on that. And we do it because we love you. We don't want you to be left hanging out there. One of these days, if you go on and practice in that sin of homosexuality and you do not allow the light that God's given you because we've crossed your path, there's light there, and you don't allow that to work, then one of these days you'll plunge into the lake of fire, and when you stand before God at the great white throne judgment, you'll not have a leg to stand on. You'll not have an excuse that'll stand. Oh, you'll give excuses, but he'll say, remember, you heard the message. That was light. And you didn't heed that. You didn't obey that. You didn't respond to that. You didn't move in that direction. You continued going in the way the old lust had hold of you. And you went that, you chose wrong. You chose darkness instead of light. And you'll have no excuse. But the reason we do this is because God's laid it on our heart. And it's right. It's Bible. And we cannot go wrong in the Bible. I had a boy call me one day. And it told me, he said, now listen, I've had these feelings all my life. I know I was born that way, a homosexual. That's not so. You're born with a depraved nature. And when there's certain exposure to television, and by the way, they're promoting it on every side, homosexuality, all your shows, they're promoting. It's a lifestyle that you have no choice about, and we need to accept it. I cannot accept it because God has not accepted it. It's sin. It's abomination. It's disgusting in God's sight. And God said that we're going to have to, in other words, you'll not inherit the kingdom of God as long as you live that lifestyle. Come out from among them and be ye separate is what will have to happen. And that takes the work of God, I know. But if you'll just respond to the light, if you'll just take the book and let God show you in His Word where He said that it's wrong and it's sin, it's abomination, then you will move toward God. God will give you more light. He'll send a preacher across your path. He'll send someone there that'll be able to help you if you'll only let Him. And as I said, there comes a time that even the demonic forces leave out of a person when they get under the power of God. And we read you in Matthew chapter 12 how that demon comes back and finds his house swept and garnished. That means somewhere back there, this person had gotten under the power of God, made a profession of faith is what he did. But Jesus never took up his abode in the person of the Holy Spirit in his heart. And therefore, the demon fled. And the man's life was changed. He was different. If he'd have been a homosexual, he'd have walked different. He'd act different. He wouldn't have been sissified. He'd have put on manly things if he was a man, and woman things if he was a woman. He wouldn't have followed those other lines of thought. And as a result, if he left the church, if he left the truth, if he left where the light was at, that's why it's important to stay under the truth, under the light that God has, under the church where truth and is preached and practiced, where somebody will stay with you. And that's what we're here for. I don't understand the homosexual lifestyle myself. I've been there. I've not practiced that, but I've got the capability. I had the capability because of the fact my old nature was a sinful nature. It's only by grace that any of us are not there. So we need to separate the sin from the sinner, love the sinner, hate the sin, and that goes with adultery, fornication, anything else, any other type of lasciviousness. They all go. I'm just dealing with the question, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? God forbids it. God's against it. And he says that demon will go back. If you don't stay under the auspices of that New Testament church, he'll go and get to seven more demons, and your latter end will be worse off than your first. You say, but preacher, why are you sharing this with us? Because of the fact I don't want your blood upon my hands. I'm responsible. When God gave us the radio broadcast and put us on the radio waves, we're dealing with you who are listening. And you are not listening by accident. You're listening because God wants you to hear. There's somebody out there today that God wants you to hear this. And you know down deep that what I'm telling you is true. And you need to leave it. You're responsible to make the right choice for you and your children. You say, but I'm hurting no one but myself. Oh, yes, you are. You're marking your children, your wife, your family, if you have one, those around you, your parents, you're marking them, and you're creating a problem. And so, therefore, I have a responsibility to tell you and pray that you'll choose the right thing. And the reason I do that is not because I hate you. It's because I love you and I care for you and I'll be your friend. You see, you don't need to be a member of the church. You need to be under the preaching of the gospel in the church. Our church is like a hospital. Every sinner needs to come. Every harlot, every whoremonger, every homosexuality, every thief, everybody needs to come to church to hear the gospel. But they don't need to present themselves to church membership till they've come through the straight gate. And you'll stay under the auspices of that church. In God's time, for His glory, He'll bring you through and be like they were in 1 Corinthians 11. And such were. You can say, I'm a were now. I'm a has-been. I used to be that, but now I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God because He's done that sanctifying work in my life. So I beg you, make the right choices. And you may not receive it. That's all right. That's up to you. I know that, but at least your blood is off my hands. Jesus said this in Mark 6:11 to His disciples when they went out, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust from under your feet for a testimony against them. For verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And we could say not only a city, but for that person. The individuals of Sodom and Gomorrah won't have as much to answer for as you'll have to answer as you're listening to this question. What does the Bible say about homosexuality? Well, God forbids it. God condemns it. God calls it disgusting. God calls it an abomination. In the Old Testament time, the kings took out the Sodomites, which means he had them killed. He took them out. And you realize something. I know we're not there in a sense, but yet you're still under law. You're responsible, and you'll die without hope, without God, unless you come God's way and get under the blood in Christ and be saved. You see, this world is trying to move us in that direction for homosexuality, make it right. But it's not right. It's sin. And the Bible is clear about homosexuality. It's sin. Women with women is wrong. Men with men is wrong. And God said, it's sin. I beg you and I pray that you do what God would have you to do, that you'd obey light, that you'd obey truth, that you'd get honest. I know some time ago I saw a Bible printed up, so-called. It was a portion paper, and on the outside cover it said the Bible of the homosexual era, the homosexual. In other words, it was the verses that promoted homosexuality in the Bible. Well, a lot of people say, give me one of those. Well, I could fix you one real quick. All I'd have to put is on the outside cover verses that support homosexuality, and inside just have a bunch of blank pages, because there is not one verse in the Bible that supports homosexuality. And even though we're all affected by it, it's a sin that's rampant today. And people, listen, I'm not trying to hurt you or harm you. I say it again, I care. And I want you to come God's way. Come clean. Get honest with God and with yourself. And let God show you that you're a lost sinner in need of the sanctifying work of the Savior and the Holy Ghost of God. That godly sorrow that will bring you to the end of yourself, that you might repent of your sin and be saved, that He might grant you faith. He'll grant you repentance and faith if you'll stay with Him. He'll bring you through. And that's what we do. We love sinners. Jesus was accused of loving sinners, and we'll love you. We'll love you. We'll be with you. Give us your questions about it. Give us specifics about it. I'd be glad to try to answer you. I'd be glad to talk to you personally. If you'll email me, call me on the phone or whatever. But don't justify your actions when they're against God's Word. Because, see, one day at the great white throne judgment, the Bible says the books are open. That's this book. 66 books of this Bible will be open. And if you can't match the standard of God's Word today, you'll not match it then. God said in His Word that homosexuality is sin. It's against God's Word. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.